Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. We ought to do that every day. Play the closing theme first, and then we get to go home early. I like that idea. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Yesterday, we were talking about the big money being paid to the biggest acts at Woodstock, the original. I have the original payroll sent to me by a listener. Thank you. Hang in there.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
All right, got a lot to talk about today, but yesterday we had fun at the beginning because they announced the new Woodstock lineup, and we were talking about the original Woodstock lineup. And Tony, I know you're interested in this, and when Beamer gets back, I think he'd be interested in it too. I have the official payroll right here. Now, the person who sent it to me, I'd like to thank them. I don't know where they sourced this. I guess it would be generally available, but it's not listed on this. Yes.
Can I guess at the highest paying act?
The number one act, what?
Hendrix.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
You must have looked it up.
No,
did you
I
look
did
it
not.
Up? Okay. The number one act at the original Woodstock, as far as money is concerned. Now, keep in mind, this was all in a certain part of their career, and you have to place it where they the hottest, where they already passed. Were they up and coming and not everybody knew them yet? So you have to do that when you're looking at the payroll. So let me just adjust this one thing.
Yeah, because if you figure Jimi Hendrix at that time, popularity, he was on fire.
Okay. He was on fire.
Oh, he was
Earth,
just
Wind,
absolutely
fire.
Huge.
Well, okay. He was the number one. He was the number one act at Woodstock was Jimi Hendrix. And he made $18,000 for the appearance. $18,000.
That's it?
That's it. Number two, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, BST, $15,000. Number three, Joan Baez, $10,000. Number four, CCR, also $10,000. Number five, The Band, $7,500. Janis Joplin is number six, $7,500. Jefferson Airplane, number seven, $7,500. Sly and the Family Stone, $7,500. Canned Heat, Going Up the Country, $6,500. The Who, $6,250. It says on this, also reported as $11,200, but Variety claimed that number. Okay, so it was either $6,250 or $11,200. Number 11, Richie Havens, $6,000. Number 12, Arlo Guthrie, $5,000. Number 13, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, $5,000. Number 14, I don't get this one at all. Number 14, Ravi Shankar, yikes, $4,500. George Harrison liked him, and so, you know, it was a sitar music.
I forgot he was there.
Yeah, I wish I'd forget he was there. So Ravi Shankar, number 14 at $4,500. Number 15, Johnny Winter, $3,750. Number 16, Tony, you could hire this guy for your kid's birthday party because I know you love him. 10 years after, $3,250.
Alvin Lee.
$3,250 for 10 years after. That's it.
He's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah, I know, but that's not much money. 10 years after is 16. 17, Country Joe and the Fish. We played that yesterday. The Fixin' to Die Rag, $2,500. Grateful Dead, $2,250.
Caputo would hire him.
Caputo could bring him in his backyard. For his summer family picnic or something like that. That's what the Dead got, $2,250. Incredible String Band, $2,250. Mountain, I like Mountain, $2,000. That's all they got.
What was the song, Mississippi Queen?
Yeah. And they were good. They were instrumental, especially. It was very good. Tim Harden, number 21, 2000. Joe Cocker. Get this. Joe Cocker, 1375.
He was amazing.
He's amazing. I love Joe Cocker. Sweetwater, 1250. John Sebastian, $1,000. Melanie, 750. Santana, 750. Sha-na-na, 700. Keith Hartley, who, believe it or not, I'm not that familiar with, Keith, K-E-E-F Hartley, $500. Let's see, Wee, 375. Paul Butterfield Blues Band, not available, information not available, and Burt Summer, not available. Iron Butterfly was to have received $5,000 plus an additional $5,000 for their light show, but they never showed up.
What a shock.
Yeah, exactly.
That band was in mystery and had so much weirdness happen to them throughout the years, including their deaths.
But that's amazing, some of these acts. You imagine having somebody in your backyard like Joe Cocker for $1,375.
Of course, and a guy at Evita would take in a day just into itself.
Yeah, and a guy at Evita. But that's it. That's the payroll.
That's amazing.
That is it. Yeah, I imagine negotiating all of these contracts before the thing was set up. Each one is a life story, I'm sure. All right, we'll be back with more with Beach & Company, in which I'll go over the contractual payment for each member of our building, everybody in our building. I'll have a list. Number one, two, three. I think we have a lot of people in the building, and we'll get on to them. I think Greg Reed is near the top, if not the top. We'll be back with more after this. It is now spring.
We got baseball Saturday.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
Mickey.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
Well, at least we're going to be indoors.
Yeah, you're going to play baseball?
We have baseball tryouts Saturday for Cayuga Little League.
I bet it's tough competition.
Well, it's not so much
throw
tough competition.
Throw a little chin music.
What they do is they want to sort out so no team is stacked with the best players, and they it's a way that they can spread the talent around.
Yeah, because when you're a kid, the last thing you want is to be picked last.
You're right.
You don't want that. It's usually a girl. If it's a mixed league, it's usually a girl. Now the girls are better than the boys.
Oh, certainly.
In many cases. Now I want to remind you, if you'd like to join Dan Nevereth and myself, we're going on our 10th trip. Well, Dan's 9th trip. After the first trip, I said to AAA, it would be really fun and really nice if Dan Nevereth could join us. And they said, absolutely. And so this will be trip number 10, October 6th through October 20th. All trips have been sold out so far. Here's your chance to get on this trip. It's on the Viking Jupiter, which is a brand new ship just christened last month. So it's not even 2 months old yet. And it's a 15-day trip, 7 countries. Here are the countries. We're going from Buffalo over to Bergen, which is Norway. So we start with Norway. Then we go to Amsterdam in the Netherlands. These are all great stops. The Bruges in Belgium. There's a movie with that city in it. Paris. You may have heard of Paris. We will be there right after Belgium. And then we go to England, to Portsmouth. And if you would like to see the D-Day Museum, it is there in Portsmouth, the big planning of the invasion in World War II. Then we go to Falmouth, England. Then Porto, Portugal. And then Granada, Spain, another stop in Spain, and Barcelona. And from Barcelona, we come back. It's fabulous. Your room is going to be great. Every room has a balcony, king-size bed, 24-hour room service, 42-inch flat screen. And the food, huh? You get a free shore excursion with every port, every single one. You get one free. And then there are others available if you want to go to Normandy, Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, maybe the Eiffel Towers in England. Go to Stonehenge if you'd like to, in London, in Granada, Picasso's birthplace and museum. All this available with great food, all the meals included, along with beer, wine, soft drinks, and lunch and dinner. Free Wi-Fi, too. So all you have to do is give a call, 1-844-688-7477. They're selling very briskly. Truly are. You do not want to be left out. 1-844-688-7477.
I can't imagine the experience of visiting Normandy.
Oh, yeah. It's very
moving. I can't wrap my arms around it.
very moving. The hair on your arm will stand up when you see it. And I told you when we saw it a couple of years ago, of course, you know where it's located. It's right there on the ocean. And the wind was very high. And what was going on was they had the sprinklers on, and the wind was taking the water and just cascading it over the headstones of the fallen military people. It was like unbelievable. And then U.S. Keeps it up. And there was a group of French children there. And first they invited all vets of any nationality to come up on the stage. And the vets in all of the various incarnations went up on stage. And this was a like a fifth grade in France. And the teacher said, "We have learned your national anthem," talking about America. "And we would like to sing it to you in English." They learned it in English. They didn't speak English. They learned the song in English. And they sang it, and it was so moving. I cannot tell you, because they know that that was the turning point in the war. And even the drive there, you'll see things depending on where you are. We came down there from Paris. We were docked right near the right in the middle of Paris, practically. So we get on the bus and we're going down there, and you can see the hedgerows, what you've seen in a gazillion war movies, the hedgerows where the Germans were fighting.
Where they were firing on the troops as they came to the beach.
That's the landing. But on the way there, the hedgerows that you've seen, where the troops would fight in between the rows.
You
see all of that. And in some villages, you still see bullet holes built into the side of the house or the barn or something. Remarkable. Remarkable. And anybody that goes to Normandy that isn't moved, I suspect, is from another planet.
Is there anything right on the beach itself where they landed and that cliff going up where they were being fired upon?
There was nothing in where we were. You could go down to the beach. And as a matter of fact, what's interesting, in America, if you go to a national park and you see a pebble on the ground, you go, "Oh, this is a nice pebble. I think I'll put it in my house on display." The police will be on your house. They will surround you. They will confiscate the pebble. You'll go to jail. You know, great pebble burglary. But on the Normandy beach, you could actually get something and bring it home if you wanted to.
Wow.
A little of this, a little of that. But it was remarkable. And of course, people from all over the world are there, and you hear them speaking in the various tongues. It's very, very moving. I cannot tell you how moving it is. It's if you've not been there, you should go. I highly recommend it. Plus, Paris is a must stop too. I wasn't that crazy about seeing Paris until I saw it. Wow, it is spectacular. I mean, it's something like right out of the movies, because you've seen it in a million movies. And then Amsterdam, same thing. Amsterdam with the canal tours and things like that. We took the canal tour, and it's so cool. And the boats are all tied up. A lot of people live on those boats that are tied up on the canal. And here's the deal. You have the spot where you're tied up, okay? But say you live in the boat and you want to visit your friends and have lunch with them. They live on a boat. You go over to near where their boat is and try and find a spot. And if you can't find a spot, you're kind of out of luck. Because there's no like boat and spots to park. It's just where they are. So if you have luck, you might find an open spot near where you want to go. But it's quite interesting, and those boats are quite expensive, and the slips where they stay are very expensive. So it's fun.
It sounds like the sights that you're going to see are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's things you've seen in movies. And it's right, and they are very welcoming. I don't know whether they welcome us or George Washington, but they're very friendly, and English is spoken almost everywhere, so it's not a problem.
I always look forward when you go on the trips to seeing the pictures that are posted on the Sandy Beach Facebook page.
Those pictures are available because of a particular woman who has a set of particular skills.
That's right.
She takes the pictures.
Job.
She posts them. Yeah, and they're very good. They're fun to look at.
In fact, I'm going to have to get on her case because she needs to post more food pictures.
Oh, yeah. I know you like food. You like that. You're hungry, hungry, hungry.
Did you guys hear the concert just announced at KeyBank Center this October?
Tiny Tim? Who?
Phil Collins.
Get out.
The Still Not Dead Yet tour.
I yesterday, on my iPad, I looked at Against All Odds when he did the same concert that we just saw the movie about with Queen. He was on the bill, too, and it was very good. I like Phil Collins.
Yeah, October 4th, he'll be at the KeyBank Center.
Remember, Phil Collins ruled the world at one time, and then he kind of dropped out. And now he's back.
We had to have his hip replaced.
Was that it? He wasn't hip enough?
No, he was actually. Let me tell you, I've seen Phil Collins twice with Genesis in the early 80s when Abacab was out. And you want to talk about a spectacular show. He never stops, you know, with the tambourine going up in the air. And then he did a drum off with Chet Thompson, their touring drummer. And in one of the concerts, I was behind, sitting behind them. This is at the Odd. And it was spectacular.
Well, I was watching his Live Aid stuff last night. And he just sits down, comes out, says hello, sits down, and goes, this is Against All Odds, which, of course, was a huge hit.
Right.
And he starts into it, and he's still in good voice. Sounded good. That was at Live Aid. Wasn't now, but we'll take a break, and then we will return with our subject. Should Robert Mueller's report be made public? You know one guy who says it should? No, it's not Robert Mueller. The guy who says it should is the president. On News Radio 930, WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let's see. Tony Caligiuri is with us, and Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, is with us as well. And I think the show has reached a milestone. We have passed the torch with this show because this will be the first show that we've done where Joe Beamer did not possess his Speedo bathing suit. He has absolutely, positively moved ahead. He has not put it in the Smithsonian, not on display at an art gallery or a concert. He has thrown it away. You are no longer going to have it or use it, correct?
You know, like the old Merv Griffin set, Sandy, I threw it right in the dumpster. There's a Seinfeld reference for Tony.
Where they recreated the set for Merv
Griffin. That is one of my favorite episodes.
I like that.
But, you know, I retiring it, but it was still there, and I still got that itch from time to time.
You should see your doctor.
Try a lotion.
No wonder he's having problems dating. He has an itch from time to time. You've got to date a higher class of women.
Hey, I date the highest class woman.
I know you do.
Right
now.
I
was looking for a cheesy joke.
I know. So, you know, I saw it laying there. And I was like, you know, it's retired. It doesn't need to be in my possession anymore.
Did it put a spell on you? I saw it laying there. It was just 17. You know what I mean.
Well, I was going to say, I put a spell on you.
That too.
So you know what? I was moving the final things out of my apartment. I saw that there, and I was like, you know what? This is going in the trash bag. It will not follow me.
Let me tell you something. Some guy living on the street went through it and is now wearing it. I'm just telling you, who could give up the ownership of a fine Speedo? Hardly ever used, very seldom used.
Joe, just wait till Sandy shows up in his.
Oh yeah, hey. I have the convenient chubby size.
You know this I was gonna keep secret, but that was the original one with all the pictures. It doesn't mean there's not a Speedo in my possession still.
You have an extra Speedo? You have an extra one? That's incredible.
I believe I told you guys that I was pursuing a tighter Speedo.
A backup Speedo. Oh, really? Oh, man. I'm telling
Maybe
you.
Maybe we don't need to see that picture.
The boys are going, we've had enough. We quit. We quit. We're not doing this anymore. All right. Now, here's what we're talking about today, now that we've gotten that out of the way. So if you want to see Joe in a Speedo, you're out of luck because it has been retired. Now, according to the president, and this is from the New York Daily News, the president says Robert Mueller's findings should see the light of day, even though it could be a little problematic. He's feeling a little conflicted, he says, simply because you're going good cop, bad cop. James Comey, a former FBI director, is a bad cop. And speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump said he wouldn't mind if the results of Mueller's investigation into the campaign to Russia is released to the public. He says, let's see if it's legit. Nonetheless, the president took a familiar shot at the special counsel. I know he's conflicted, Trump said, of Mueller. His best friend is Comey, who is a bad cop. I had a nasty business transaction with him. Trump fired him in May of 2017 while he was FBI chief and in charge of the investigation into his campaign. So the president's calling for it, being made public, and I very much favor that. I'll tell you why. Tell you why I favor it. Because with the relationship the president has with the press now, if it is not released, okay, then the press has carte blanche to just try and guess what's in it. And their imagination can run wild. Because what if this is in it? What if that's in it? You know, this could be in it and that could be in it. They will go crazy. At last, if it is released, and there it is in plain English, and everybody can read it, everybody can make up their own mind, then the press is kind of locked out of just guessing what's in it. So I think very strongly that it should be released. Tony, what do you think? Should it be released or not?
Absolutely. Why waste any time? Let's get it released today.
All right, Mr. Beamer, should it be released or yet?
No, I think it should be, and, you know, we've been the ones paying for it, Sandy, so we should be able to see what's in it, and we can break it down from there.
The second text I have on this just echoes what you just said. It says, absolutely, it should be public. We have been put through 2.5 years of pure hell over this crap. We paid millions for this circus, and we should have a right to know what our money got us. And that's true. It's true. I like the transparency. It should be 100% transparent. Let the words speak for themselves. Here's one, and not quite on that subject. It's on a different subject. He should have auctioned it for charity. That Speedo is famous. Beamer, somebody said you could have auctioned it off for charity. You would have had people trying to outbid each other for your Speedo.
Now you're making me feel bad.
You should feel bad.
You know?
It's a monument. It should be in front of a library somewhere.
I think it was on a platform. A monument, which is me.
It should be on a platform. What do you next to Scary Lucy? Send it down to Jamestown.
It should be on Scary Lucy.
Scary Lucy. It should be a companion to Scary Lucy. That would be very, very good. We'll take a break. We want to know from you, should Robert Mueller's report be made public? Yay or nay? And why? Tell us why on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, I would like to see the Mueller report, and I will read it. I don't know how long it's going to be. It's probably be one of those things that's 15,000, you know, words per day you got to read. But we'll see. But I intend to read it because I want to find out what the hullabaloo is all about or what it wasn't about. As I said, I strongly agree with the president that it should be made public because then the press just can't guess and shoot from the hip of what might have been in it or what might be in it. They would just hammer it. They demagogue it to death. But now if it's released publicly, there it is. Okay, now you can say whatever you want. You do it as you will. But the bottom line is these are the words and this is what they found and there's no guessing. I think that if you let the press tear it apart, it'll be like a bunch of dogs grabbing some raw meat on the floor. Now, let's see what some of the techs say. Okay, Sandy, I want to see the Mueller report, but how do we stop it from being heavily redacted? That's true. We don't know. We haven't seen yet, so we don't know. If it's heavily redacted, it's just going to protect the bad actors. We need to see the whole report. And no more BS from the government. I agree with that.
I agree.
I totally agree. And they say it's 720 pages. Has that been released that it is 700? I'll still
read
it.
I had not heard that.
I'll read it. I can read 720 pages. I learned how to read, and I can do it. I know I can do it. I love reading. You like reading?
You know what? I need to start doing it more. I think it might help me out.
I love reading. I always thought if I go to jail, as long as I have something to read, that'll be good.
In fact, I know you're into a lot of the autobiographies and things like
very
that,
much.
Musicians.
Yeah.
I would like that. That's what I need to get into.
But the problem with reading biographies, not in the autobiographies, but in the biographies, you're going to find that maybe you don't want to. Because say your favorite group is the Flaming Cherries or something, okay? Then you find out when you read it that they weren't very nice guys. That you despise them. And if you ever met them in public, you'd punch them in the nose.
It is disappointing when you find out a musician that you liked is not.
Oh, yeah. They're not the image that they project. Now, that's not true with everybody, but a lot of the biographies I've read. And also, here's something you'll see in show business biographies. You see it all the time. As the artists get older and they're either divorced or their spouse had died, and they hook up with a new, it's usually a man and a woman we're talking about now. And they hook up with another woman, and she isolates them from his former friends. And his former friends really can't see him much anymore, and they totally lose touch, and that's sad. But it's true. It's almost every biography I've read is like that.
Well, it happens in common life, too. I have a friend whose wife... isolated him, and we've never seen him since.
Yeah, so that's the way it works a lot of times. So be careful which biographies you choose to read because they may disappoint the.
Well, I want to get up on that because I read a lot to Samantha, and there's only so much of those type of books you can handle.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's go to John, shall we? On line one, John, you're on WBEN. Should the Mueller report be released?
Yeah, it can be released, Sandy, but I don't have faith that the Mueller report's even going to be honest. And he had a full staff with partisan Democrats.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have to take it at his word. But at least it'll be investigated, and let's see what all the hullabaloo is about. Did they get anything? Did they not? I'm thinking that there's not going to be much in there that's going to hurt the president. Because if the president thought there was going to be, I don't know if he would be asking us to see it in a release form.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything in there that's going to hurt him. But they're going to spin it just like the mainstream media spins everything.
Oh, if they didn't release it, it'd be a nightmare. Because they would every page, they would make up their own endings to. Okay, thank you, John. So you think so, too. Yeah, I don't know how you could not. Because if you could not... It could get pretty dramatic. Well, they didn't release it because it could injure the future of the country. You know, we could have problems with this or racial that or, you know, put in anything you want to put in to try and sell your book, make your point, finish your column.
I think it's very important for us to know if there was corruption within the FBI, Department of Justice, who did what. I think we need to know this stuff as a country.
I think what the big shock to me was how much politics has impregnated law enforcement. It seems, you always kind of guess how many movies that we see where the chief of police had... Well, the mayor's office is on us. We got to solve this case right now. You know, blah, blah, blah. But, however, if you paid attention to the comings and goings of stuff during this first 2.5 years of the Trump administration, it's scary how much how political law enforcement has gotten.
What I'm afraid of is that they're going to bend over backwards to protect Obama. In fact, that he could have weaponized the DOJ and the FBI.
Obama leaves a trail of not breadcrumbs. Let's put it that way. And we'll see if he's involved heavily in this or not. I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Should Robert Mueller's report be made public? The president says yes. I say yes. The other guys say yes. And the caller said yes. How about you? We're back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.